That was just amazing that I prayed and I happened to look at the watch and I started a descent to fly and flew right in and made a landing on an airport that's clear. And when I got there, the computer still said it was marginal IFR. And I told the boy, I said, you know, my computer said it's marginal IFR here. He said, 15 minutes ago, it was marginal IFR. I said, you couldn't see the runway. But he said, 15 minutes ago, all of a sudden, it just started lifting. And he said, just in a matter of a few minutes, it is gone. I said, I prayed 15 minutes ago. That's why it left. You know what people, they just kind of look at you funny thinking, yeah, sure. But at least we tell them, right? We tell them the power and dominion we have. Now then, let's go to this next one. Let's take this scripture in Exodus 23:20. See, I am sending my angel before you to lead you safely to the land I have prepared for you. Now, as we go through our daily walk, today, as children of God, is God going to send His angels ahead of us? He promises to send His angels with us. Now, here is these beings that we have that are invisible. Now then, today, you, since Christ lives in you, this day they didn't. He didn't during the time He's talking here. But today, Christ is in us, the hope of glory. So when He sends His angels, you have dominion and power over those angels, and they'll do great and wonderful things for you as children of God. Back in this day, let's see what they did. Next verse. Pay attention to him, your angel, and obey all of his instructions. Do not rebel against him, for he will not forgive your sins. He is my representative. He bears my name. Next verse. But if you are careful to obey him, following all my instructions, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will oppose those who oppose you. Verse 23. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, so you may live there, and I will destroy them. Next verse. Do not worship the gods of these other nations, or serve them in any way, and never follow their evil examples. Instead, you must utterly conquer them and break down their shameful idols. Now then, in this land, if you don't know it, this last election, we had the first congressman sworn in on a Quran, a Muslim. Yep, and just a few weeks ago, wasn't it, Joseph? On a Monday or a Tuesday, we had Congress opened with the first Hindu priest pray a Hindu prayer to their God. Now, what does God tell us to have to do with these other gods? Nothing. You better make sure that you're not yielding to these other gods. Because if you are, what's this going to bring upon our nation eventually anyway? It's going to bring judgment. Absolutely. Are we probably going to get to enjoy the benefits of the judgment? More than likely, we will. You know, when I say that, but I am telling you that if we'll walk in obedience to His Word, it'll be a whole lot better for us than it will be for the rest of them. But you better make sure you're walking in obedience to His Word. You know, you better pay attention to what's going on. Now then, verse 25. You must serve only the Lord your God. If you do, now this if you do, I will bless you with food and water, and I will keep you healthy. Now, if we do what He says, He's going to bless our food and our water, and He's going to keep us healthy. So if we're not healthy, what's the problem? We ain't doing what He says. We're not doing what He says. See, now, I am not the healer. I am not the one that puts sickness and disease upon you, but who is it that does this? Okay, but who is the one that initially is in control of everything? God. Satan cannot do anything to you without God's approval. That's the thing we've got to realize, that he is a defeated foe. All power is given to him in heaven and earth. And if you walk in obedience, I'm going to guarantee you he's going to walk with you and he's going to protect you. And there ain't no devil of hell can touch you. In fact, before we go on break, I'm going to go to that one scripture that confirms that. And it's in 1 John 5:18 under the New Covenant. Then we will take a break. We've already had 2 hours. 1 John 5:18, look at this. We know that those who have become part of God's family do not make a practice of sinning. Now, what did he say? If you're a child of God, you're not to make a practice of sinning. Somebody says, well, you know, God wants me to have fun, and I don't know whether I want to get married or not since I've been married once before, so I think I'll just find me a mate and I'll just live with them for a while just to try them out to see if I think I might like them. I mean, do you hear that in the church? Do you think that's according to God's rules? Absolutely not. So, I mean, first of all, he says no divorce, right? I hate divorce. In fact, Cheryl and I was up in New York, and we met a lawyer up there, and I was teaching on these things, and he said, you know, I used to be a divorce attorney. Used to be. I said, what happened? He said, well, it's quite awesome. He said, I had a couple in here that was having a knockdown drag out about they couldn't make a decision who was going to get what, and they both said they were Christians. So I told them after they were both got completely, you know, wild about this whole thing, I told them, I said, y'all sit for a minute. I got to go in the other room and pray. So I went in the other room. I said, God, what do I do about this situation? How do I get these people to be at peace with each other? How do I do this? And he said, God spoke some words to me that rattled my cage. He said, I hate divorce. Is that written in the Bible? Yes, it is. Why do we not believe him? Because of the hardness of our hearts. So he said, well, I got up and went back in and told him, I said, I can't do this. I asked God what I'm supposed to do here. And he said, I hate divorce. He said, you two are going to have to work this out. Or whatever. But he said, I am not going to be your divorce attorney. So he said, I quit being a divorce attorney. And he said, I've never divorced anybody else in my life since that day. He said, God was very bold and very strong when he spoke to me and said, I hate divorce. Do you think he really hates divorce? Then why do we have so many of them in the church? You know, these hearts we got must be hard as steel, you know? Sure they are. We're a beast. This beast wants to do what it wants to do. And you don't want to know why we have so much sickness and disease in this beast? Because we disobey him. For I hate divorce, says the Lord, the God of Israel. It is as cruel as putting on a victim's blood-stained coat, says the Lord Almighty. So guard yourself always, remain loyal to your wife. There it is in Malachi. We know that in 1 John 5:18, we know that those who have become part of God's family do not make a practice of sinning. For God's Son holds them securely, and the evil one cannot get his hands on you. Now then, if you're not sinning, the devil can't get his hands on you, right? So what if you go out and do a little sin? Oh, we can read that two ways, can't we? In other words, as a father, if your children are good kids, you never had to lay a strap on their backside, right? But if they disobeyed you enough times, eventually, you just like me, you didn't want to, but you had to bust their little backside, didn't you? And I used to not understand when, son, this is going to hurt me worse than it does you. Now we know. I didn't understand that then. But when God has to lay something on us, it hurts him worse than it does us. But he says he has to do this. He tells us in his word, if we don't sin, the evil one cannot touch you. But if you do sin, then what can the evil one do to you? He can touch you. What a world we live in. How good it could be if we'd just all serve the Lord. Took me a long time to figure out what's going on. But I think about how many people that I know that never have figured out what's going on. people that are in the church that don't have a clue what's going on. Just don't have a clue. We have no idea where sickness and disease come from. We have no idea the spirit world. We don't know. We just don't know. But I am so grateful that God called me to give me this knowledge and wisdom from His Word. Dave and I was talking on Cheryl on the way down, and Dave said, I used to be associated with a ministry that believed in healing, powerful healing, believe. But he said, nobody ever taught me what caused the sin or caused the sickness and that it was sin. And so he said, when I learned that from you, I was able to repent of my sins and then stand on God's Word and get healed from an incurable disease. But even his sickness was not his fault. It came from his family. He was born with it. And that's what's so sad. But we just don't know what it takes. And today, with all the people that are living in so many different kinds of sin, that are putting other gods out there and everything, we just don't have a clue that we're opening the door to a spirit world that we cannot see, that can move into our bodies and attack them and make them sick and afflict them. But let me tell you, the Scriptures explain to us in detail who these guys are. Now then, we read this, but it's like we don't believe these guys are real. Now, I'm going to tell you that if I could make myself invisible and I could walk through your door, or I could walk through the wall, or I could walk up to you, and if I had legal right to you, I'm a spirit being that I can just go right inside your body. I can mess with all kinds of organs in your body, cause them to fail and everything else. What a day you could have in the life of someone if you could do that. But these beings that we're fighting against can do that to you. I mean, we read about them in the Scriptures. We read about all kinds of examples. They're all over the place about Jesus coming and how He broke the power of these spirit beings in people's lives and how He cast them out. And when they left, how it changed the person's life.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.